today we're going to discuss Davashed Miskavi. That's the avoda for today. Machlokas Rabbi Shimon about Davashed Miskavi is discussed Shabbos Tavchav Beis in the context of Gori Adam Kiseh of Safsol. If a person drags a Kiseh of Safsol on the ground, and then they realize, I made a charitz, or I might make a charitz when I drag this Kiseh of Safsol, a violation of Choresh. So that was never his intention. He just wanted a bench where he wanted to sit in a shady area or something. So Rabbi Yudol, Davashed Miskavi is Aser, we pass on Rabbi Shimon, Davashed Miskavi is Mutter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when we say Aser, what does it mean? Aser midaraisa or Aser midrabanan? When Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Davashed Miskavi is Aser, so is that Inisidaraisa or Inisidrabanan? So Tosis in Yuma Daflam Dalin says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Inisir midrabanan. So Tosis asks, well, that means that Minhatora, everybody agrees. And we discussed this last time, right? Minatora, everybody agrees, according to Tosos, that Davashed Miskavein is mutter. The whole machlokas is only on the Drabana level. Are we going to make an Isser Drabana that a Davashed Miskavein should be usher? So the question, of course, begs itself, what are they arguing about? Meaning, what if everyone agrees in Minatora, there's no issue of Davashed Miskavein, that it's not about the shame malacha, it's not about the level of malachas machshavas you need in order to violate a malacha on a Doraisa level. So what is the machlokas? So Tosos sort of explores the concept of Davashed Miskavein as it applies to Kol HaTorah Kulo, because certainly, like we have with every type of Melechus Machsheves concept, we always have to ask ourselves, is this purely a Melechus Machsheves concept, or is this something that applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo, where Melechus Machsheves is a non-factor? So certainly Davashed Miskavein, it's clear, is going to apply in Kol HaTorah Kulo, but Melechus Machsheves may still have an impact on it. Meaning, it's a concept that applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo, and yet it applies differently in Hilchos Shabbos. So for the majority of Shir Torah, at least for the first half of Shir Torah, I'd like to discuss that in you. Where do we see it applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo, the concept of Davashed Miskavein in Kol HaTorah Kulo, and in what way does it apply differently in Hilchos Shabbos than it does in Kol HaTorah Kulo? So first, where does it apply in Kol HaTorah Kulo? There are five different places where it applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo. First of all, Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed Gimel discusses doing a Mila when there's a Neged Saras on the Makom Erla. Right? This is a Seido Chalos HaSei V'idna, that there's an issue to cut off a Neged Saras, but there's a Mitzvah HaSei of Mila, so it's one of the primary sugis of a Seido Chalos HaSei, but also the Gemara discusses in that context, Davashed Miskavein. I'm not having kavana to cut off the Neged Saras, I'm having kavana just to do a bris mila. Oh, Sekreshe, it's going to be Asr anyway. Okay, but the bottom line is, the Gemara assumes that Davashed Miskavein comes up in that context. And that according to Rabbi Shimon, Davashed Miskavein is mutter. So if we were Davashed Miskavein and we're not a Sekreshe, it would be totally mutter. Zvachim Dav Tzadi Aleph, Mizalfin Yayin Al Gabi Ishin. You have a carbon of Yayin that you bring on the Mizbeach, you sprinkle it on the fire that's on the Mizbeach. So the wine, by its very nature, because it's a liquid, is going to partially extinguish the fire that's on the Mizbeach. And yet the Torah tells us, Eish Tamid Tukal on Mizbeach, Lo Sichta, you're not allowed to extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Asr, Rabbi Shimon holds Mutter. Why? Because Davashem Miskavein, Rabbi Yehuda says Asr, you're not trying to extinguish the fire. And Rabbi Shimon says Mutter, because Davashem Miskavein is Mutter. So that's a second place outside of Hilchos Shabbos where you have Davashed Miskavein. It's not about being mechaba on Shabbos. It's about being mechaba the Eish Tamid Tukal on Mizbeach Lo Sichba. It's about being mechaba the Eish that has to always remain a constant on the Mizbeach. A third place, the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Kalayim. Two Mishnayos, actually. So third and fourth place. So these two Mishnayos. So one is in Baba Kamadav Kuf Yud Gimel discusses a person wears shatnez for the purpose of Havrachas HaMechas. Right? That you have to pay taxes on whatever you bring into the country unless you're wearing it. So you buy a very expensive piece of jewelry, you buy a diamond ring or a Rolex or something in some other country, so if you bring it in, you show I have these goods that I'm bringing into the country, they're going to charge you a tax. But if you're wearing it, they're not going to charge you a tax. So I buy 10 suits and I put them all on because I'm wearing it, then they're not going to charge me taxes for it. Havracha Samechas, by the way, sugya of Dina the Malchus Adina, right? Are you allowed to do that? Okay, so that's a separate issue. Are you allowed to do Havracha Samechas? Generally, just Rav Shecht always says we have to spell it out. Generally, it's usher to steal, it's usher to cheat from the government, it's usher, right? Generally, that's usher. Elamai, if the rules are anti-Semitic, meaning if they target the Jewish community more than anybody else, so it's not Dina de Malchusa, it's Chamsenusa de Malchusa, that they're robbing the Jewish community, that they're targeting the Jewish community, then you're allowed to do Avrachas Ameches. But in that context, we quote the Mishnah deals with Shatnas issues. Sugi again is about Dina Malchus Dina, but the Mishnah deals with Shatnas issues. So the Gemara says that even though there's no intent for Hanoah Slavisha, Rabbi Yehuda is still going to say that you're going to be Chayiv. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's still going to be Asir. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Davashen Miskavin is Asir, outside of Hilcha Shabbos. Additionally, Perek Tes Mishnah Hay in Kalayim, Mochri Ksus, Mochrin Kedarkan. That you're selling ksus, you're selling clothing, so you're wearing a whole bunch of items in order to market how the clothing fits and how the clothing goes on the body or whatever, and it's easier to schlep around that way. So as long as you're not benefiting from the clothing, meaning it's summertime, and you're toward the end of the summer, that's the time that you sell school clothing, right? That's when the store sells school clothes. School clothing is the clothing they need during the year. So you're selling winter clothing in the summertime. So you got coats and sweaters and all then sweatshirts on. So you're but it's all shatness. But you're modeling the clothing in order to be able to sell the clothing. So the Bar Tanura writes over there, Lov Shem Bigdei Klayim Laharos Lekona Midas Orcho V'Rachbo. You're modeling it. You're showing exactly how it fits on the body. Ubuvachli is kavna lanasan. As long as you're not having kavana for the hanaa, the avukav the miskaviniki su daraisa kilom miskavin shalu chadchila. Even though if you're having kavana for hanaa levisha, it would be in this sort of shatnis midaraisa. Davashena miskavin is going to be mutter, and the Gemara associates this with davashena miskavin in a number of places. And then a fifth place, nazir membeis. The Gemara discusses a nazir combing his hair. Right, so if Nazir's not allowed to cut his hair, but some hair is going to come out when he's combing his hair. Davashen Miskavin. So Davashen Miskavin is multiple secretion, it's going to be Asur. So you have five different places where we clearly apply the concept of Davashen Miskavin, the machlokas, we don't remember about Davashen Miskavin, outside of Hilchos Shabbos. So there's no doubt that it's not limited to Shabbos. However, the application of the principle may be different for Shabbos than it is for Shari Surim. And that comes up in a number of ways. That the application may be in five different ways. The application of Dov Shein Meskav in Hilchos Shabbos is different than how it applies in Shari Surim. Let's go through them. And not all five ways agree with each other, but at least within Rishonim, you find in five different places where Davar Sheina Miskavein is treated differently in Hilchos Shabbos than it is in Shari Surim. But again, they're not all going to be in agreement with each other, but there are five different ways of applying this concept differently in Hilchos Shabbos than you do in Shari Surim. So first is what we already discussed. Tosfos Yuma Daflam Dalarim Beis. Tosfos Mechadesh, that when it comes to other areas of Halacha, Davar Sheina Miskavein is Asr Min HaTorah L'Rabbi Yehuda. That outside of Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda asks Davar Sheina Miskavein, since it's Doraisa. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, when it comes to Shabbos, that it's not a Nisr Doraisa, it's only a Nisr Drabana. That Davar Sheina Miskavein is not Asr Min HaTorah, that Davar Sheina Miskavein is only Asr Midrabana. If the person had no realization that he was doing a Malacha when he was dragging the bench along the ground, how could you possibly call that Malachas Machsheves? Meaning, since in Shabbos we have this additional madrega of Malachas Machsheves, you go over to the guy and say, what are you doing? How could you drag that bench? Don't you realize it might dig a hole in the ground? And he says, I wasn't thinking of a hole in the ground. I didn't even realize. I just wanted a bench. You're going to call that Malachas Machsheves? Even Rabbi Yehuda is not going to call that Malachas Machsheves. He had no kavana whatsoever for it. That can't be Malachas Machsheves. So even Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Sheina Miskavein is Asmido Raisa in Kalatara Kula. Within Rabbi Yehuda, in Shabbos, it's only going to be Midrabanan. And Tosfos writes that this answers the question that we started with, right? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas if both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that Davar Sheina Miskavein is Mutter Mita Oraisa in Hilchos Shabbos? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's Asr Midrabanan and Rabbi Shimon not say it's Asr Midrabanan? So this is what we discussed last time, that everyone agrees that when something is Asr Midaraisa Bishari Surim, we're gozer Midrabanan on Shabbos Atushari Surim, where it's Doraisa.
So the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Shari Sum serves as the basis for the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon in Shabbos. Meaning really on a Daraisa level in Shabbos, there shouldn't be a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. It's Mutter Min HaTorah. But since it's also Min HaTorah according to Rabbi Yehuda B'Shari Surim, so Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, oh, if it's also Min HaTorah B'Shari Surim, I have to make a Gzeirah Mitrabanan in Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is going to say, it's Mutter Min HaTorah, it's Mutter B'Shari Surim. So no need for a Gzeirah Mitrabanan in Shabbos. And that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Nekudas HaMachlokas about Dover Sheinu Meskavin in Shabbos is not a Hilchah Shabbos Inyan. It's really a Hilchah Shari Surim Inyan. Because on Hilchah Shabbos, from Hilchah Shabbos perspective, because of Melech Tzmach Shabbos, Dover Sheinu Meskavin should be Heter Gamur. The only reason of Yudah Asur is because in Shari Surim, there's no principle in Melech Tzmach Shabbos, and it's in a Semina Torah B'Shari Surim. So one difference between Dover Sheinu Meskavin in terms of the way it applies B'Shari Surim and the way it applies in Hilchah Shabbos, Tosfos writes, is that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shari Surim is Daraisa, Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos is Derabanan, Rabbi Shimon's Shita is consistent. Rabbi Shimon is Mutter, B'Shari Surim Mutter in Shabbos. Because from Melechus Mechshabbos perspective, there's no doubt that this does not rise to the level, it doesn't meet the criteria of Melechus Mechshabbos. That's one Rishon where we see a clear difference between Shabbos versus Shari Surim. Good?
So,
right, so that's fundamental to how much of a role Kavana plays in an Isser. Right? Is Kavana se Isser a chelik of the Maisa Isser? Okay, so that you have to go through Dover Sheinu Meskavin in general, right? So, but in Shabbos, where it's Melechus Machshavos, clearly, Tosos understands, clearly when it's Melechus Machshavos, this doesn't rise to Melechus Machshavos. But yeah, there is a broader Machlokas about Dover Sheinu Meskavin in Shar Kol HaTorah Kula in terms of what role Kavana plays in Isurim. Whether that relates to what role Kavana plays in mitzvos, also an interesting discussion in the Achronim, but at least as far as what role Kavana plays in Isu. A second Rishon that seems to draw a distinction is the Ran in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet, but he talks within Rabbi Shimon, so not really like Tosfos. The Ran says like this, the Gemara over there says that Rav lo shavik lebrei l'mishka le'sila, that Rav wouldn't allow his son to remove a splinter from him because if you wound your father, it's a chi of chenek. So you don't play games with the chi of chenek. You don't want to cause your father to bleed. So the Gemara explains, Marbrei de Ravina lo shavik lebrei lemiftach lekavsa, that Marbrei de Ravina wouldn't allow his son to remove a wart. And again, both for the same reason. You can't injure your father. He might wound him, he might cause him to bleed, and it's going to be a shigas isir. So Gemara says, Ihach yachar nami. Well, wait a second. You're not allowed to cause your father to bleed. You're not allowed to cause anybody to bleed. If you go up to somebody and you cut them, or it's aser. You're not allowed to be chaval b'chavero. So it should be aser for anybody to do. So why is it only, they shouldn't let anyone remove their splinters. They shouldn't let anyone, remove their warts. So the Gemara says, Echad shigas acher shigas lav, b'no shigas chedek. Ooh, there's a big difference. It's going to be shogeg in a violation of what? If it's somebody else, it's a shigas lav. It's a lo sase, not to be chovel somebody. But if it's your son, then it's a much more severe issur, it's a shigas chenak. Why does that make it okay? It's okay to risk an issur lav, just not okay to risk an issur chenak? So the Ran explains, v'yafogav duhuta davar sheinu miskavin b'issur misa, t'aynu issur shabbos dikaskila, haynu taima mishum demelechus machshavos asur Torah. That in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Shimon only allows a Dover Sheinu Meskavin by an Isser Lav, and not by an Isser Misa. Again, the way the Ran understands is that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Shimon is going to allow a Dover Sheinu Meskavin for a Lav, but even Rabbi Shimon would not be Matir a Dover Sheinu Meskavin for an Isser Misa in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Dafka by Shabbos that Rabbi Shimon even allows a Dover Sheinu Meskavin for a chiv skila, melech Shabbos, chiv skila, because melech machsheves. So essentially, what the Ran is saying is a very, very chiddush. Also, a difference between how we apply davar sheinu miskavin kol haTorah Kula versus how we apply davar sheinu miskavin Shabbos. But within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, you think Rabbi Shimon is always matir davar sheinu miskavin? No, says the Ran. You see clearly, you're not allowed to take out a splinter from your father. Davar sheinu miskavin, you're going to cause him to bleed. What's the problem? Davar sheinu miskavin is mutter.
No, not on an Isochenek. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. Dovr Shem Miskavi, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is going to be usher on Chiv Misa, on something that's such a severe Isra on Chiv Misa. Shabbos is an exception, that even though Shabbos is Chiv Skila, so Shabbos is a very, very serious Isra, nevertheless, we're still going to be making Dovr Shem Miskavi because it's not Melechs Machshavas. So that's another makar in Rishonim, where we see a distinction between Dovr Shem Miskavi and Hilchos Shabbos, be on account of it being Melech Machshavas, and the way Dovr Shem Miskavi applies in Kol HaTorah Kula, at least within the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So far we have Tosos distinguishes from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Ran distinguishes within Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Another possible distinction. The Gemara tells us that Abayiv Rav, all over Shas, the Gemara says that Abayiv Rav Dami Tarvayu Mod Rabbi Shimon Psikreshe. Right, that even though Davashem is covered as mutter, if it's a psikresh of lo yamas, it's going to be asur. So there is a surprising shita, I think we mentioned the other day, of the shita mukbetzes and ksubas davhe. Right, the shita mukbetzes has a surprising shita where he writes that Rabbi Shimon is mutter psikreshe, gabi shabbos les leili isura da oraisa, the melech smachsheves b'inon, avli isura gon tzitas beheres iki isura da oraisa the psikreshe. Meaning, in Shari Surim, a Psik Reshe is an Issa D'Oraisa. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon is mod, the Psik Reshe is going to be Asr, but how Asr? That depends. In Shari Surim, Asr Mid'Oraisa. In Shabbos, because it still lacks Melechus Machshavas, it's Asr Mid'Rabbanan. Meaning, the Pashtus is that it's an Issa D'Oraisa everywhere. And we say mod, Rabbi Shimon, Psik Reshe means it's Asr. It's Asr in Issa Mid'Oraisa. It's like a Dovra Miskavi. But the Shita Mukvetzes clearly holds by Shabbos is only Issa D'Rabbanan. Meaning, imagine a guy, schleps a really heavy bench that everyone should have known is going to, or a guy opens a refrigerator door. Take the classic situation: a guy opens a refrigerator door. The light was on in the refrigerator, right? So you go over to him and say, "What are you doing? How can you turn on the light in the refrigerator?" And he says, I had no idea. I even after I opened it, like, I wasn't paying attention to the fact that the light was on in the refrigerator. But you don't know that when you open the refrigerator, the light's going to turn on? I guess if I think about it, I know, but I didn't even process it. It didn't even cross my mind. You can call that a Melechus Machshavas? He mamish had no idea that he was turning on a light. You can call that a Melechus Machshavas? He knew exactly that he was opening the refrigerator, but no idea that he was turning on a light. It just wasn't... It wasn't mechavin for it at all. So you can't call that a melechus machshavas. Says Shitum Kepetzas, exactly. And that's why Rabbi Shimon holds that a dover shein meskavin b'psik reishay on Shabbos is only nisud rabbanan. It can't be a nisud araisa. Whereas in Kol HaTorah Kula, I don't care about melechus. There is no concept of melechus machshavas in Kol HaTorah Kula. So a dover shein meskavin with a psik reishay is going to be nisud araisa in Kol HaTorah Kula. So it's a third maramaka.
Rabbi Yehuda holds that
Davar Shein Miskavin is the Rabbanan, not Psik
Reishe. In other words, Rabbi Shimon is Moda for Psik Reishe, so he's going to be Moda even above.
So that's a question, right? That's what does Moda mean? Does Moda mean that whatever you hold the Davar Shein Miskavin is, I hold the Psik Reishe is, or does Moda mean that it's Aser but differently?
So
right.
Then, you don't explain it like that. You have to say even Rabbi Yehuda is Moda for Psik Reishe.
In a chinami, unless you're talking in terms of Isser, in terms of practically whether it's Isser. A fourth Maramakom, a fourth Chilik, Tosus and Shabbos Kofiyot Amid Beis, Dibur Maskel Talmud, quotes the Shi'iltos, who holds, how do we paskin? Right? So what do you mean, how do we paskin? Dav Shem Eskavis Mutter, we paskin Akrib Shimon. Says the Shi'iltos, yeah, we paskin Akrib Shimon in Hilchos Shabbos, but everywhere else we paskin Akrib Yehuda. How do you split a psak like that? It's the same machlokas. Elamai, clearly the Shiltos understands, it's not the same machlokas. In Hilchos Shabbos, there's a concept of Melechus Machshavas. So I'm more inclined to paskin that a Dover Shein Miskavin is going to be mutter in Hilchos Shabbos because it doesn't meet the criteria of Melechus Machshavas. In the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, if there's no concept of Melechus Machshavas, so I'm more inclined to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't assume this way by halacha. But Tosus writes this in the name of the Shiltos. In fact, Tosus says, "Umashem farish Shiltos, the hada also lishtos samadakarta, haynu krabi Yehuda damadavshin miskavein
Asr. The Alpha of the Kaimel and Krabishim the Shari, Hainu Dafka Bishabis. Meaning the case is a doctor prescribes a medication for you. And the doctor says, it's just a thing that this medication will be Misaris you. You're not going to be able to have children anymore. So you're not allowed to be Misaris yourself. You're not allowed to be Misaris a person at all. So, but it's Davashen Miskavin. You're interested in the medication. You're not interested in the serus that's going to come from it. So it's Davashen Miskavin. So says Tosos, that which you're not allowed to drink, of some da'akarta, that's only if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda, Davashen Miskavin is Asr. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, we do. Outside of Kalatar, outside of Shabbos, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. It's only in Shabbos that we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Veinir al-Rid, Kalatar Kula Kaim like Rabbi Shimon to Shari. It says Tosos, I disagree, but that's what the Shilta says.
It might be Messiah's here.
Yeah. If it's secretion, then right. Yeah. So that's a distinction that the Shilta draws. That again, like I said, we're not going to pass like all these distinctions. Just to be aware of how Rishonim apply Hilchos Shabbos differently than they apply Davar Shein Miskavin outside of Hilchos Shabbos because of the principle of Melachos Malach Shabbos. Then a final distinction: the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Gimel is clear that a secretion to the Nichle is not chayiv min haTorah. Secretion to the Nichle is not chayiv min haTorah. The question is. Is it mutter or is it asa midrabanan? Psik resha la nichla. Not clear from the Gemara whether it's asa midrabanan or whether it's mutter. So this is the famous machlokas between the Aruch and the Balei HaTosfot. Jesse. No. So the Aruch writes that it's mutter. That psik resha la nichla is mutter. Tosfos holds that it's patra velasi. Right, it's also midrabanan. So the entire argument between Tosfos and the Aruch seems to be about it in the Rabbanan, right? Meaning clearly, everyone holds that it's not chayiv, it's not a problem midoraisa. So the question is it a problem midrabanan? So did the Rabbanan answer psikreishu lo nichle? It could be though that this machlokas Tosfos and the Aruch has ramifications on a daraisa level also. What do you mean in daraisa? Psikreishu lo nichle is mutter midaraisa. The whole question is about a Dirabana. It could be that it has ramifications on the Daraisa level. The reason the Aruch holds Psikresh Lonichale is Mutter Lagamri is because once it's Lonichale, it's considered to be a regular Davashen Miskavein. Meaning, what happens? Davashen Miskavein is Mutter, right? Ooh, Psikresh makes it Asr. Lonichale, what happens? Now I go back to square one. It goes back to being a regular Davashen Miskavein. Or does Lo Nichle impact it somehow differently? No. It remains not a Davar Shein HaMiskavin because it's a psikreshi, so it's not a Davar Shein HaMiskavin. What does Lo Nichle do to the Davar Shein HaMiskavin? It could be this is the machlokas between Tosfos and the Aruch. That the Aruch is going to say, Davar Shein HaMiskavin is mutter. Psikreshi? Oh, problem. Lo Nichle, it's back to being a Davar Shein HaMiskavin. You just revert back to square one. So therefore it's mutter. Tosfos might learn that no, and Tosfos says this pretty explicitly actually, it's not might, Tosfos says this. Davar Shein Miskavin is mutter. Psik reishai, aser. Lo nichole doesn't make it go back to Davar Shein Miskavin, turns it into Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. A psik reishai, lo nichole is Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And therefore, aser midrabanan. Lachshen Shrich Leguf is also midrabanan, so Darshen Miskav is going to be also midrabanan. So Tos holds that once it's psikreshe, it can't be considered a miskavin. So even though it's lo nichle, it's still davar miskavin. So it's going to be also midrabanan. It's mutter min haTorah because on account of lo nichle, because lo nichle turns it into a Lachshen Shrich Leguf, and Lachshen Shrich Leguf knocks it down from a nisad oraisa to a nisad rabanan. That's like the understanding of the Ri of Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, meaning that Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is you're doing something for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. So if it's Lo Nichle, then I'm not doing it for the same purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. And when you enter the realm of Shari Surim, now that's going to change everything. Meaning again, get the basic lumdas down. If the Aruch holds that Psikresh Lo Nichle is just a Davar Shein Miskavein, and the Ri holds that Psikresh Lo Nichle is Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, so okay, on a daraisa level, they're both going to agree in Shabbos that you're not chayiv, and their whole machlokas in Shabbos is a derabanan machlokas. Yeah, the whole machlokas in Shabbos only on a derabanan level. Now apply it to Shari Surim. If a psikreshul nichle is a davar shein miskavi nu. So what's halacha in shari sura? Pesuk reish l'nichli. If it's a davar shein miskavi, what's halacha? Shari sura, davar shein miskavi, mutter. We pass on Rabbi Shimon. If the lamedus is like Tosfos says, then a pesuk reish l'nichli equals malach shein tzricha l'gufa. What's the halacha of malach shein tzricha l'gufa by shari sura? Outside of the Shabbos? No such thing. It's an issue in the Torah. There's no such thing as Malach Shein Tzrichel Gufa in Shari Surim. There's no Gufa. Gufa means what they did in the Mishkan. So there's no such thing as Malach Shein Tzrichel Gufa. It's going to be a Chiyuv. It sounds like Tosfos and the Ark are only arguing on a Derabbanan level. They're arguing, okay, you have a secretion to L'Nichalei. Everyone agrees that on a Daraisa level, you're not Chayiv on Shabbos. Is there a problem with Derabbanan? But when you apply it to Shari Surah, when you understand the lamedus of the Aruch and Tosfos, and then you carry it over to Shari Surah, it's a machlokas midoraisa. Because if the Aruch's lamedus is that a secretion lo nichle becomes a davar sheni miskaven, that's universal. That applies to Shari Surah also. But if the lamedus of Tosfos is correct, that a secretion lo nichle, it's a davar mechaven. How can you say it's a miskaven? You know what the result is going to be. It's a davar mechaven. It's just that it becomes a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Apply that to shari surim and it becomes nisa daraisa. So the machlokas Tosfos and the aruch sounds like a machlokas on a drabana level. Might actually be a machlokas. Is a machlokas seemingly on a daraisa level as well. Go back to the Sirus case, right? You have a medical procedure could result in Sirus. Might result in Sirus. So the doctor says, yeah, but it's only a side effect. Let's say it's for sure going to result in serious secretion. For sure going to result in serious. I'm not being misarious, you, the doctor explains. I'm trying to fix your whatever. You have some sort of problem, and I'm trying to fix that. A side effect. Certainly ain't a miskaven. So what's the status outside of Vilna Shabbos? According to the Aruch, mutter. According to the Aruch, it's going to be mutter. Sipsik reshe to lo nichalei should be mutter. According to Tosos, asim in Torah. There's a famous Rabbi Kivegi we spent a lot of time last year on, I think, if I recall. Rabbi Kivegi in Yordesim pei zayin. Somebody's cooking a basar b'chol dish that he has no benefit from whatsoever. What does it mean? How does that happen? A guy tells you, do me a favor, put that pot in the stove. And there's possibly blios of basar b'chol in the pot. So when you put it on the stove, you're cooking up the blios of basar b'chalav. So Rabbi Kivegi says that might be called the psik reshe, but it's certainly no lo nichle. Right? I'm not interested at all in the bishul of the basar b'chalav in the pot. It might be a psik reshe. We'll get to it in a moment. Safik psik reshe. It might be a psik reshe, but it's certainly lo nichle. I'm not interested at all in the cooking. So Rabbi Kivegi just throws in a line over there. He says in Hilchos basar b'chalav, it's mutter l'fi the aruch and nisa daraisa l'fi tosos. He says it. That the machlokas, aruch and tosos, is a machlokas on a daraisa level. In that context, Rabbi Kivegi on the side of Shulchan Aruch, and Yordaeus and Peizayin says it explicitly. That l'fi the aruch, since it's outside of Hilchos Shabbos, it's going to be mutter because it's a regular davar shein miskaven. L'fi tosos, it's going to be asur midaraisa. He's clearly assuming that the reason it's mutter midaraisa on Shabbos is because malach shein tzrich l'gufa, and the reason it's asur midaraisa b'shari surim is because and because it's asur midaraisa b'shari surim, that's why it's asur midrabanan on Shabbos, right? It's the Yimul Amidali. Whatever is going to be asur midaraisa b'shari surim is going to be asur midrabanan on Shabbos. The Rush sort of says the opposite of Tosos. The Rush in the 14th paragraph of Shabbos, Siman Tes. What's he saying? The Rosh holds that the entire heter of the Aruch, that Pesukrei Shel Nichle is mutter, that's only in Hilchos Shabbos. Not in Shari Surim. The Rosh says that in Shari Surim, even the Aruch would agree that you're chayiv in the Pesukrei Shel Nichle, or it's asur, Pesukrei Shel Nichle is asur, because there's no requirement of Melech Shabbos in Shari Surim. The whole reason Pesukrei Shel Nichle worked for Shabbos to make him mutter is because Melech Shabbos.
Tosfos obviously disagrees, because according to Tosfos, you can't have something that's asur midor raisa b'shar yisurim mutar l'chalchila on Shabbos. The Rush claims that's Shitas Aruch. Meaning the Rush claims that Shitas Aruch is that b'shar yisurim p'sik reshul nichle is asur midor raisa, and on Shabbos is heter gavim. Tosfos yom alam adalit, no such thing can exist. Whatever is asur midor raisa b'shar yisurim, we're going to make asur midor rabbanan in Hilchah Shabbos. So the Rush clearly doesn't accept that yisod. The Rush is willing to say, no, it's possible that somebody's going to be asur midor raisa b'shar yisurim and be heter gamur in Shabbos. P'sik reshul d'lo nichle l'fi ha'aruch. On the topic of P'sik reshul, two things need to be said. First of all, Rav Elchanan. There's a famous Rav Elchanan. Fraim and I were just going through a piece in Rav Asher Weiss this morning where, oddly, he says Rav Elchanan's famous Chakira on his own and doesn't mention Rav Elchanan. He says in like slightly different words, but like, you know, I don't know. Rav Elchanan, I'm sure he has an explanation why he's not saying the same thing as Rav Elchanan, but I don't know. Rav Elchanan Kovitz Shimon Ksub Associate Chaz discusses what the inyan of P'sik Reshit is. I always try to like remind myself every time we go over Rav Elchanan that those shiurim were given to 15-year-olds. Right? Vranovich was the yeshiva katana. It wasn't, you know, what they call an Eretz Yisrael yeshiva katana. It was high school. It wasn't Falajan. It wasn't where you went when you were 20 years old. It was 15-year-olds. And that's all those shiurim were. Very few older Bachrim went to Baranovich. The only reason older Bachrim would go to Baranovich is if someone said, you should have some shaykhus with Rav Elchanan. So sometimes they would go because they were told that they should have shaykhus with Rav Elchanan. There was a yid that I grew up in Lawrence, davening in his shul. There was a yid by the name of Rabbi Naiman. He retired. He was a rav in Chicago, and he retired to the Five Towns because his kids lived there, and he had a shul in his house, a shul in his basement. And he was old already by the time he was in Lawrence. And his grandson showed me a picture of Rav Elchanan, Rav Menachem Zemba, the Briska Rav, and his grandfather. like walking together. I think that was the crew that was walking together. But he said that he was learning by the Briska Rav, and he wanted to have Shaychus Rav Elchanan. So, but he was nervous. I'm going to go to, well, who's going to learn with me there? It's a bunch of kids, you know. How am I going to, what am I going to learn Branovich? But I want to learn by Rav Elchanan. So Briska Rav wrote him a letter. He wrote a letter to Rav Elchanan, you know, singing his praises. So Rav Elchanan saw the letter and he said, well, this guy's so good, I'll learn with him. So he learned with him for 4 hours a day for 4 years. So he had a chavrus with Rav Elchanan, pretty good. So it's probably worthwhile to make that move. So Rav Elchanan in Kovitz Shirim Ksuv Associate Ches discusses the inyan of P'sik Reshit. What's the inyan of P'sik Reshit? Is it, come on, you should have realized it. You should have realized that, you know, if you cut off the chicken side, it's going to die. Or is it that it's considered one maisa? You know, that it, you can't separate between, you know, when someone says, Nebuch, that person was beheaded, the follow-up question is not, did he die? Right? Meaning that's what beheading means. Beheading means that they died. If someone says, I'm going to rip your head off, that's the same thing as saying, I'm going to kill you. They're not two separate things. It's one thing. A P'sik Reshit is that it's the same Maisa. Or no, it's not that it's the same Maisa. It's that you can't come and argue that you're Eino Miskaven when it's something that you so clearly should have had Kavana for. If it's true that it is, you know, cutting off chicken's head is Netilas Neshama, then you can never argue that a P'sik Reshit is a Davar Sheino Miskaven, because intent to do the action is intent to achieve the result. I mean, you can never say, it's a P'sik Reshit, but it's Lo Nichle, so now it's back to a Davar Sheino Miskaven. No, if the idea is that it is the result. The result and the action are one and the same. The Maisa and the Tatzah are exactly the same thing. You can't then argue that it's really a Davar Sheino Miskaven. No, it's still the Maisa and the Tatzah are bound with each other. The Aruch, who works with the assumption that once you turn it into Lo Nichle, it goes back to being a Davar Sheino Miskaven, must be assuming that they're separable. Right, that's what Rav Elchanan writes. This chakira, what's the lumpus of Davar Sheino Miskaven? It's Davar Sheino Miskaven that you should have known. Well, Lanichle, okay, so then it could go back to being a Davar Sheino Miskaven. But if Davar Sheino Miskaven is that it's mamish, it's defined as the same action, so then there's no way it could go back to being a Davar Sheino Miskaven. Then Tosfos must be correct, and it becomes a Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, but not a Davar Sheino Miskaven. So that, you know, if you we'll come back to that Rav Elchanan, I'm sure, Bli Neder, you know, at some point during the year, right? Because that Rav Elchanan is like the ABCs of Pesach Reishis, right? The other ABC of Pesach Reishis is what we mentioned before, and this will definitely come back to, again, Bli Neder, later in the year, probably when we do Melechus Tzad, and that is Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Yardei Simen Pei Zayin. What's Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Simen Pei Zayin? So we just discussed Safik Pesach Reishis. It's a subject of a lengthy Taz in Simen Shin Taz Zayin. You remember the famous Taz in Shataz, Shin Taz Zayin. Okay, good way to remember. Of course, the Taz writes in every Simen, but that's a famous Taz. So the discussion is as follows. Suffic Pesach Reishis sounds like a contradiction in terms. If it's Suffic, then it's not Pesach Reishis, right? Then it's a Davar Shein Miskavi. No? How do you have such a thing as Suffic Pesach Reishis? So the distinction is projecting forward or projecting backwards, right? Meaning, I know all the facts that, as they are right now. I'm just not sure what the result of this action is going to be. That's a Davar Shein Miskavi. But if I don't even know what I have in front of me right now, I don't have all the facts in front of me right now, I'm not aware of all the facts that are already here, and that's why I'm unable to project forward with 100% accuracy, because I don't know what I already have. But if I know what I already have, I would be able to project forward with 100% accuracy. That's a Suffic Reishis, right? The example, of course, is you have a bread box, and there may or may not be a fly in that box. So when you close the box, it may be that you're violating the Melacha of Tzedah. It could be that you're trapping the fly in the box. Maybe. What do you mean, maybe? If there's a fly in the box, I'm definitely trapping the fly in the box by closing the box. So that's a Suffic Pesach Reishis. I'm missing the information. I just don't know. The lights are off. I can't see inside the box. I don't know if there's a fly in the box or not. But if I knew, then for sure I know that I'm trapping the fly in the box. That's a Suffic Pesach Reishis and a Davar Shein Miskavin. So when the non-Jew asked me to put his pot on the stove, it's a Suffic Pesach Reishis. I don't know if there are Bliyos Abasa B'chalav. It could be that that's the non-Jew's fleshik pot. It could be the non-Jew's a vegetarian and he doesn't eat any fleshiks and he's only got milchigs in the pot. But the Suffic is the Sha'avar. It's not a Suffic about what will happen. So B'Kivegar suggests that maybe a Suffic the Sha'avar is called a Pesach Reishis, because we're not projecting forward. That Pesach Reishis is a Pesach Reishis. There are really like three different mahalchim. How far should we go into this? I'm not sure. We'll skip it. Ayin Yardei Ashirim from last year. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, discusses the case of a hadas, where the hadas is more berries than leaves, and therefore the hadas is pasul. So the Gemara says, "Tanu Rabban Ein Mematin Biyomtov." Mishum Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon Amru Mematin. I v'akam Mesakin Mana Biyomtov. How could Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon say that you can pull the berries off of the hadas? It's Mesakin Mana. You're making a kasher hadas. So Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon should look to Ma'achila. You're just picking them off to eat them. Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon says, "Like Havu Adam Davar Shein Miskavin Mutter." And therefore, it's a Davar Shein Miskavin, so it's Mutter. What do you mean? You have another hadas, so you don't really need this one for the mitzvah. So the Gemara makes a major kimta, that when do we say that you're allowed to pick the berries off of the hadas, thereby making it kasher, and eat the berries only when you have another hadas that you're able to use? The Rambam, strangely, in the 8th paragraph of the Zulav Halacha Hei, writes, if they're green, berries are kosher. But if they're red or black, black has a din of red. Puzzle. But if you pull the berries off, then it's going to be kosher. But don't pull the berries off in Yantiv, because then you're being misake in Mana. But if you pick it off to eat it, you're just eating one at a time, then it's kosher. And what doesn't the Rambam say? that is Slayer Shana Achriti. He never makes the Ukimta that the Gemara makes. The Gemara says, when I'm licked at Nachida, the reason why it's not secretion, the reason why it's mutter, is because I have another Hadas, so it's not necessarily being Masakin Mana, because this might not be a necessary Hadas at all. It may just be an extra branch I have lying around. But the Ram leaves that out. The Gemara clearly implies it's only mutter if you have other Hadassim. The Ram doesn't mention that. So the Magen Mishnah writes, V'zeh shekasav rabbeinu, oh, shelikta nachir, ratzolomer, mi she'enu tzarech latzis b'hadas, v'zeh bover. That only somebody who doesn't need this hadas is allowed to pick the berries. That's what he means. Shelikta nachir. Someone who doesn't need it picks berries. That's Yisrael Shanachri. That's it. It's ki'ilu we said it. Our Sameach says, no. Our Sameach is a beautiful, beautiful mahalich. He points out, the Ram doesn't mention that you have another hadas, because the Gemara, when it said Isla Yoshana Achriti, did not mean to say that you have to have another Hadas. It wasn't a Rukimta that the Gemara was making. Oh, when are you allowed to pick the berries? When you have another Hadas. No. The Gemara was saying that since, if in fact you had another Hadas, it would be Mutter, and it would not be a Psikresha. Even if you don't have another Hadas, it's Mutter to pick the berries, and it's not considered a Psikresha. Why? Because Psikresha means definite. Whenever there's a follow-up question, you know, oh, is this going to be Misakei Mana? Well, I have a question for you. Well, then it's not a Psikresha. Whatever that question is going to be, do you have another Hadas? Do you not have another Hadas? By definition, even if I don't have another Hadas, it's not a Psikresha. Because it's not by Psikresha. The definition of Psikresha is that the act and the result are inseparable. Possibly. That's possibly the definition of Psikresha. That the act and the result are inseparable. Once the act and the result are separable, once you can separate the act and the result, because there's a follow-up question. Oh, is it Misakin Mana? I don't know. Maybe you have another Hadas. Would it be Misakin Mana? So then you can't call the act of picking berries a Psikresha, even if I don't have another Hadas. Taking off a chicken's head is not just something that leads to killing. It is killing. Picking berries is not Tikkun Mana. You can't define it as Tikkun Mana. So by definition, it cannot be a psikresha if you work within that definition of psikresha. It all goes back to that basic chakira, right? Is psikresha that which is inseparable, or is it kedavar miskavi? The what? Yeah, exactly, right. By the zilof also, that since the zilof is, you could do it with tiny little droplets, and it will burn up, and it's not going to be mechabed the ishim. So even when you do it with the big droplets, it's not a psikresha. Ah, but it is a psikresha. I know that it's going to be mechabed a little bit. No, but there's a way to do it without being mechabed. Once there's a question, once there's a follow up question, mimele it's not a psikresha. Then you can't describe ziluf as the same action as mechabed, because it's not. It's not always mechabed.
What's the lashon of the Gemara, isn't it?
It's a hard read into the Gemara, right? You have to say that it's not a Nukimta, that the Gemara is saying that since there's a possibility of Hoshana Akrita Mimela, it's not going to be a Psikresha. Okay, as far as Rabbi Kivegra and the other stuff, so there will be Urchaz on the Moe, maybe when we get to the Malachas outside, we'll go over some of that. That's a little bit about Dov Shem Eskav Psikresha. Today's Thursday. Yeah, I'm not here on Sunday or Monday, so keep tuned to the WhatsApp. Maybe Tuesday we'll be able to sneak in a shir before Ben Azmanim, because Sunday, Monday, I really, my flight times are all like morning, early afternoon, so I'm not going to be able to say shir even on Zoom Sunday or Monday. Okay? All right, a good Shabbos Shuvah, everybody. Don't forget to attend the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. Just because you're smicha students, you're not above the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. And I will always insist that the Talmidim attend Shabbat Shuvah Drashas.